and Uki Geku. Also heard from the latest from Dry Cleaning, the record is Stump Work. That was Quenchy Cup, some long-awaited second album goodness from Florence Shaw and Friends.
Hello, this is Liliana.
I'm Danaya.
And I'm Badila.
And we're from Perfect 10 After School,
a wonderful club for girls in Hudson, New York.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Community radio for Columbia and Greene counties.
Perfect 10 girls got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, February 4th, turn out or tune in for live performances from local singer-songwriters Lex Gray and Ryder Cooley. Both Lex Gray and Ryder Cooley perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Saturday, February 4th, and WGXC will also have a live web stream and a broadcast of the performances from two local band leaders, Lex Gray from the Urban Pioneers and Ryder Cooley from the Dust Bowl Fairies. Both perform Saturday, February 4th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune in to hear the performances on 90.7 FM at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible, in part, by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Small waves rolling through. You're listening to WGXC, ACRA 90.7 FM. This program is Mirage Station, and my name is Mayuko. I'm here every first and third Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to noon. We just heard a track by TKB, Timothy K. Brown, from their, I could still say it's a new album, came out last November from Where To Now record label. The album is titled Dream Nightclub, and the track we heard was DN82. Ahead of that, we heard Stereolab, Prisoner of Mars from Dots and Loops. And we heard a Japanese artist, Yasuaki Shimizu. This is from 1982. A track titled Semitori no Hi, meaning like the day of cicada hunt. From an album titled Kakashi. We heard another Japanese group from the 80s, actually exactly the same year, 1982. Test Pattern is the name of the group, and they gave us Sea Breeze. This is from an album titled Après Midi. We started today's show with Pearl and the Oysters, and it's a single type of thing titled Konami. I'm pronouncing it as if it's a Japanese word, but it's gotta be the name of the video game company, Konami, right? Is there a such word as Konami in English word? I don't think so, just because from the album cover, the single, the artwork that they have, these people, Pearl and the Oysters, looks completely like the 80s Japanese pop culture vibe. Totally, in fact, the Niagara record label vibe. The aesthetic of the album art cover, and just the music too. And it just makes me feel interesting how things go round and round. The Niagara record label that I'm talking about, it's like a Japanese people trying to do their own thing, but very heavily influenced by the West Coast, you know, rock. West Coast, the LA, California vibe influenced music back in the late 70s and to the early 80s. And to see that these people, Pearl and the Oysters, being from Los Angeles, California, and to think this is 2023, it's like, I don't have any interesting conclusion to it, but I just think it's interesting how people influence each other over the course of, you know, decades. This came out like yesterday, I believe, from Stone's Throw record label. And there's really no reason for me to play all these like beachy, breezy, like sea type of thing on the February 1st. It's very cold today, though sunny. But really only because this Pearl and the Oysters song came out and I heard it and I'm like, oh, I want to play this. And that really decided this whole mood of today's radio show. I hope you enjoy. You might be in a warm place, you know. Not everybody is in the upstate New York, even though we are the community radio station in the Upper Hudson Valley. Anyhow, I would like to keep that West Coast-ish Niagara record label-ish vibe by playing a song by Suzuki Shigeru, who was in a band called Happy End in Japan back in the 70s. And the other member of the same band, Happy End, started the Niagara record label. So let's listen to that. And I hope you stick around until noon with me. Thanks for tuning in. Let's listen to the song.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard some outrageous stuff, to be honest. A track titled Loch Lomond by Johan Dalgas Frisch. Symphony of the Birds is the album title, and it is from 1968. I just keep thinking that, is it like a... It sounded to me like a failed... Well, I shouldn't say failed. I don't mean to insult anybody or anything, but it's like somebody tried to do an Exotica record and ended up like way more novelty music type of thing. Like, not quite get Exotica, but actually, I don't know. Exotica, it might be like, it's already on the borderline of novelty music type of thing. So, I don't know the technicality of those things. So, I can't really tell what this was. But Johan Dalgas Frisch is like a real professional ornithologist from Brazil. Like, he's like a real engineer and ornithologist, so... I don't know what to think of it anymore. But the reason why I play this is... this is my talkover music, this album. I guess I like it enough to, you know, play on the radio. It's a talkover music for my brand new radio show that I just launched here on WGXC Radio. It's titled Bequency. Meet bird people in Colombia and Green Counties. This is a monthly radio program about birds and bird people. Local bird people happens every fourth Saturday of the month from 11 a.m. to noon. So it's the same time as this show, Mirage Station, 11 a.m. Eastern time to noon. But it's happening on every Saturday, fourth Saturdays. Bequency invites the local community to be inspired by the joy, beauty, and wisdom bird enthusiasts find in the nature of our own neighborhood. Every episode features an interview with local bird people, plus a freeform mix of sounds made by birds and humans inspired by birds. And also Birds of Wave Farm, which is a field recording journal from Wave Farm here in Accra, New York. So I hope you check out this other program that I just started, Bequency. It's like a, you know, bird beak plus frequency, Bequency, WGXC. Maybe you can just search and it should come up in the search results. And so that's the reason why I play this Symphony of the Birds. And before that, we heard Arthur Lyman, Brasileiros, from More Exotic Sounds of Arthur Lyman. And Pacific 231 gave us Gomen Nasai, the cover version of a 1951 song by Raymond Hattori. This is an album titled Miyashiro, came out from Daisy World Discs 1998, a long time ago, I guess, but it's a Haruo Mihosono's record label. And before that, we heard Sato Masa and Hong Kong Flowers, a Japanese group from 1976. Well, this album came out in 1976. Chopstick Wizard is the title. And we heard a song titled Mitsugetsu Ryoko, meaning like honeymoon, basically. Señor Coconut and his orchestra featuring Argenis Brito gave us a cover of Yellow Magic Orchestra titled Ongaku Cha-Cha-Cha from Yellow Fever. And before that, we heard, well, really because of the, like I said in the previous mic break, this whole today's show is inspired by Pearl and the Oysters new single that came out yesterday. And it just really sounds like, you know, J-pop. I mean, a little bit like J-pop to me anyway. And I had to play Yamashita Tatsuro, Tatsuro Yamashita, from a 1977 song titled Tsubasa ni Nosete from Spacey was the album title. And this song, Tsubasa ni Nosete, I really love it. It's like, I don't know what it means in English, but it's sort of like on the wings, like flying. I think the song had that feeling of like, and it's sort of like a, it, I think the wings in this song is sort of a metaphor of your own curiosity of your power to dream something, like a dream for the future and, you know, going outside world and, like, explore curiosity, that kind of thing, imagination. That's what he, well, to me, anyway, he never said, I don't think he ever said this, but that's how it sounded to me from the lyrics of this song, that Tsubasa, the wings, represent those things. And I love how he just, it makes it sound like a love song, that he says, you know, something like, you know, let's stay together always and forever, but you're staying together always forever with your own wings that take you somewhere, you know, to discover the beauty of the world. And it just makes me feel like Tatsuro Yamashita was tremendously, well, he's still around and doing stuff, so he is tremendously, like, a famous, super successful J-pop artist. But it just makes me think that even if he never became, like, commercially successful, he would have been the kind of person who just would do whatever he loves. And there are lots of, like, stories about this man that I heard, that because he's a crazy, crazy music fan, so he basically calculated the, you know, how many minutes left in his life. I mean, I don't know how this man knows when exactly he's going to die, but he has this, like, you know, estimated time left for him, and calculated, like, how many albums can he listen to, and how many albums, like, he has this, like, huge list of, I have to listen to all these albums before I die, and calculate the time so I can listen. Like, he has a schedule of listening to all those, like, a listening list before he dies. And he sends a team of people to, like, go, like, visit all the record store all over the, I don't know if it's all over the world, but all over Japan anyway, to basically, you know, seek for those records. And then this team of people bring this back to him so he can, you know, consume, proceed with his schedule. And so he can listen to all the stuff that he must listen to. And when I heard that, this is the J-pop artist that I can get behind, you know? And so I thought I would play it. And that's what you heard. Tsubasa ni nosete by Tatsuro Yamashita. And we started the second set with Shigeru Suzuki. He gave us a song titled Tsuna no Onna. And it was from another 1975, 70s stuff, bunch of 70s stuff and 80s stuff. Anyhow, an album was titled Bandwagon. And I was going to play more music, but I just sort of, like, you know, spoke too much about Tatsuro Yamashita a little too excitedly. So, why don't we just listen to a brand new song by Yola Tango, and that'll be it for my show today. We're gonna hear a single, I believe, A Assless Team. Excuse me if I'm mispronouncing it, but this is from their brand new album, This Stupid World. So on that positive note, I would like to say thank you for listening. This has been Mirage Station, and I've been Mayuko, and you're listening to Waveforms WGXC Radio. Okay. I'm gonna just play the song. I'll see you next time.